SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Every year on Christmas Day, Whiskey River in Norco opens its doors to those who may not have a place to go for Christmas, for a free lunch and presents from Santa. It's all put together by Cowboys for a Cause. Here to tell us more is Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause, and Rob Cozell, owner of Whiskey River. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Drake, start by telling us, what is Cowboys for a Cause?
Well, Cowboys for a Cause, what is it? We don't have any one cause. And the reason we call it for a cause, everything we do is on a local basis within the Inland Empire community and local areas. We're everything from neuroblastoma, disadvantaged and at-risk youth, first responders, veterans, breast cancer, just about when anything comes at us, kids with autism. We have the ranch up in the mountains, so we facilitate programs throughout the year, church groups. It's very broad.
So Cowboys for a Cause is actually Cowboys for multiple causes.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about some of the projects you work on throughout the year.
We do a lot with first responders. Not only do we provide the use of the ranch up there for training and such for law enforcement and CAL FIRE, all the different law enforcement agencies throughout the entire region, but we have church youth group retreats. We have autistic children come up. We're not the counselor or the program operator, but we are the peripheral, if you will. They bring in, and it's a plug and play, they bring in their program and utilize the facility. We try to teach integrity, dignity, trust, respect, and all in all, just community, love thy neighbor. We've kind of lost that.
Tell us about the ranch. Where is it located?
It's in the mountains above Banning to the south on the Odd Wild side. It's a approximately 1,300 acre facility. We've got interactive games. Like when we bring out kids, for instance, we'll put them on the wagon behind the fire truck and we take them out, let them feed the cows and the goats and the donkeys and just kind of show them where we came from. You know, kind of a return to the roots, if you will. Back to basics. Again, teaching dignity, respect. We follow the code of the West, which is, you know, you make a promise, keep it. If you start something, finish it, and love thy neighbor.
And of course, part of what you do involves this Christmas Day event at Whiskey River in Norco. Tell us about that.
Well, this annual event, my good old friend over here, Mr. Rob, approached me about 17 years ago, and we talked about the need to do this community event. And it started out, we didn't have the 501c3 then, so we just called all of our friends and said, hey, can you donate us some turkeys? Can you donate some toys? And people tried to donate money, and I said, no, we're not a 501c3 yet, but if you want to go shopping, we'll take whatever you got. And fast forward 16 years later, this will be our 16th year, we started doing this at one of Rob's other properties. And as we grew and he grew, we moved it over to Whiskey River, and we've been there ever since, and it's been a great relationship. It's been great for the community. We get great participation from CAL FIRE and their Sparks of Love, Riverside Sheriff's Association, Sheriff's Department. It's just gone really, really, really well. And we can hope to continue to do it forever.
Tell us what happens on this Christmas Day event.
Well, depending on the day of the week, we come in on Christmas Eve and start to set up. We usually have several thousand toys, and we display them based on age. Pretty much cater it to 12 and under, but we age segregate the toys so that when they come in the morning, they go shopping. And then when we're setting up, then the cooking starts. We provide a full Christmas Day dinner. Turkey, ham, potatoes, corn, salad, rolls with our now relationships. You know, Texas Roadhouse provides us the roll. Everybody loves Texas Roadhouse rolls, so they provide the rolls and the corn and the beans. The Derby Room, who's another sponsor, provides the stuffing and gravy and mashed potatoes, and all the cooking is done fresh. So when the people come in at noon, which is when the event starts, even though we might start at 10 o'clock the night before. So at that point, about 12 o'clock, we open the doors over at Whiskey River. The people can come in, and Rob provides the beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, to all the guests. And we have volunteers that are cleaning tables and greeting and making people feel welcome. The look on the kids' faces when you have his stage full top to bottom and in front with toys is pretty emotional. It's motivating, that's for sure. Then we start serving dinner at noon, and about 1 o'clock, maybe 1:30, depending on how our flow is, we have Santa come in either on a horse-drawn wagon or a fire truck or some kind of, I don't know, exciting kind of rush for the kids to greet Santa. Then Santa comes in, he sits up on the stage, and each child gets a moment with Santa and can talk to Santa about what they want. And then one of our Santa helpers, elves, will take the child and they'll pick out their gifts up on stage. Depending on how many gifts we have, the kids usually go through about twice throughout the afternoon. We've had as little as 500 people and as many as 750 people that we've fed. And each year we give away over 1,000 kids' toys.
Who's invited to this event?
Anybody and everybody. We're not here to decide or figure out if someone's in need. If somebody feels they need to be there, it's not questioned. We've had people that have fallen hard on their luck. Dad got laid off, or mom and dad got laid off, and they weren't going to have a Christmas. And we've had people that just went through a divorce and had nowhere to go. And our theory is nobody should be alone on Christmas. So we provide the opportunity. I don't think there's many other opportunities out there statewide, I could be wrong, that actually do this event, do the Christmas event actually on Christmas Day. So all of us give of our Christmas for others. I remember the first time I told my mom I wasn't coming home for Christmas. And she said, what are you doing for somebody? And, you know, here we are 16 years later. But as we continue to shop, the better gifts that we get, i.e. bicycles, drones, it's all based on the giving of the community. If we end up with that, then we do a drawing for them. That way everybody has an equal opportunity to win a bigger prize, a better prize. It's hard to figure out. We've had some great relationships develop over the years. We've seen families that have come in hard on their luck, and they come for a couple of years, and then they show up that third year, and they're like, no, we're here to help. You know, we're back on our feet, and we just want to return back to you guys for providing to us. So it's a real feel-good. I know Rob and the Whiskey River family and Cowboys for a Cause family all enjoy this event.
I'm speaking with Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause, and Rob Kozel, owner of Whiskey River in Norco, as well as the Maverick in Norco. Rob, it seems to me that every time someone comes to you and says, we want to do a fundraiser or some sort of benefit, you never say no. You always open your doors. Why are events like this so important to you?
Well, I feel it's very important to give back to the community. And a lot of the organizations that come to us really need a place that they don't have to pay for. And they can put on an event, and then all the proceeds would go to them. And it's a worthwhile cause, and it's important to give back to the community. And this is how I can do that.
What kind of feedback have you received from people who have gone in the past?
The feedback has always been positive. And our sheriff's department and city, they all, you know, back us in everything that we do there. We don't have any bad feelings from anybody.
If someone wanted to donate to this Christmas Day event, how could they go about doing that?
Well, Pepper, there's multiple ways. You can go directly to Whiskey River, and they will accept in-kind donations, toys. We ask that they not be wrapped so that we can separate them based on age. We display them open. Secondly, for safety reasons, you can go to cowboysforacause.org and contact us through there. We get many emails through there, and so many times, you know, I know it's the digital age, but when you do email us, please include a phone number, because that old school thing called a telephone and a conversation still works, and it works out really well. I appreciate that. They can reach out to me directly on my email, which is mdrake501@yahoo.com. Whether they want to volunteer or donate, we will compile a list. And even if you don't reach out in advance because you don't know what you've got going on that day, by all means, just show up. There's plenty of things to do, whether it's bussing a table or moving some gifts around or filling in as a Santa helper or restocking the stage, serving food on the line, just an abundance of different things we can do. You know, one thing I want to echo that you said about Rob about not saying no is, I'm too stupid. No, I can't do it. And with the relationship with Rob that is willing to do it, it really is a great relationship. All it takes us is one conversation and kind of laying it out to each other, and then we turn around and go make it happen. So I thank Rob and the Whiskey River family for everything and their contributions, because a lot of them give up their Christmas Day as well to keep this event moving forward.
If someone wanted to attend this event, how can they do that? Do they need to sign up in advance or anything?
No, there's no pre-registration required. There's no I'm in need card that we ask for or anything. No questions asked. If you want to be there, come on. If you can't be there from noon to four when we do the main event, we're there all through the early morning from midnight on, and we'll take help. I know a lot of people got to get home to their families. Somebody wants to come and help at 4 o'clock in the morning and help us prepare. We've got spots there. The one spot we're probably most deficient in is typically at the end of the event, because everybody's off on their merry way into their own worlds, and the boots and the soldiers that have been on the ground for the 16 hours prior to that are still there and have to break down, clean up, pack up, and load up the toys we've got left for the following year. And the toys that we do have left, we work with first responders in the community. If there's a tragedy, the house burns down, a loved one is lost, and they got kids that need something to make them smile, we'll provide some of those toys so that the officer or the fireman or firewoman can take it back to that person or child in need and put a smile back on their face.
I've been speaking with Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause, and Rob Cozell, owner of Whiskey River in Norco, which every Christmas opens its doors to people who need a place to go. Anything else you think we should know?
We could use the toy donations starting now. We will be posting on the Cowboys for a Cause social media and with Whiskey River, several different drop-off locations, but the primary location is going to be at Whiskey River in Norco. They're going to consolidate and we'll do our pickups and such. We also need help throughout the year gathering toys, you know, so if somebody wants to help in advance as we make our sweeps to pick up toys, which typically happens a couple weeks before Christmas, but we're picking them up throughout. We take them at any time during the year and we'll take them any time forward from this point. I would say just if anything, you know, if you feel you want to be there, just show up.
You can follow Whiskey River on Instagram at @WhiskeyRiver_Norco. Drake, what is the Cowboys for a Cause Instagram?
Cowboys, the number 4, a cause. Cowboys for a Cause.
Thank you so much for coming in to chat with us today. And thank you for making sure that everyone has a place to go on Christmas Day.
Thank you, K-Frog.